We need a very frightening parsha. Vayelech. Some Vayelech are read around Rosh Hashanah time. The Moshe Rabbeinu final statement to Klal Yisrael. Vayikra Moshe Yoshua. It's appointing Yoshua. It means every one of us lives for a certain amount of time and then we leave the world. And he tells them, the Torah is being finished. There's going to be a mitzvah hakel. Once every 7 years, assemble everyone and read the entire Torah. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, hinkor v'yomech olamos. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, hincha shochei v'mavosecho, v'kam ho'om hazeh v'zona achrei Elohei necha horetz. Chai Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah. Now people make a serious mistake. They think all of these things aren't relevant today. Jews don't worship Avodah Zarah. Wrong. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is recognizing that there are other forces in the world besides HaKadosh Baruch. And you deal with these forces of the world independently of HaKadosh Baruch. It's the sun, there's the moon, the winds, tides, all sorts of things. And, of course, HaKadosh Baruch may be standing on the top, but we don't have to necessarily deal with HaKadosh Baruch, we can deal with these things independently. Hashem Echad means HaKadosh Baruch is the only cause of anything and everything that happens in this world. So when people look, they get sick. What's the halacha is? Rapa, you go to a doctor. But there is a very deep difference between two attitudes. Those of who sometimes want to learn Chavrusu, may they know, my favorite thing to learn, I chazer over. Is Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam and Bitochon. Spells out very clear. I can say, for instance, a few months ago I got sick with a certain virus. So why did I get sick with that virus? I look at my immune system. That's one way of looking at it. Or, somehow, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give me a lot of Yisurim. Whole different way of looking at it. So yes, you get better, you go to a doctor. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to function within Teva. He wants us to function within the natural causation, how he runs the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in a structured way according to certain rules. Teva is nothing else a description of how the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu does it with Tovo Seinu, so we should know how to function in this world. But it's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is functioning in this world. So if I have right now, for instance, would we have a certain bacterial infection, and I take an antibiotic. So whether the antibiotic works or not, yes, I'm supposed to take the antibiotic. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, that antibiotics kill bacteria. But if it works or not, it's how Kadosh Baruch Hu decides if that antibiotic, Kadosh Baruch Hu is making that antibiotic kill the bacteria. He's the only cause of anything and everything in this world. So on the one hand, We're supposed to act within the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules of Teva. On the other hand, you have to know Hashemeimus Machayer. Ani Hashem Rofecha. He's the one who makes the antibiotic work. And if he gives Yisurim, accept it as Yisurim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah is assuming that there are forces in this world that operate independently of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's Baal or Moloch or the more primitive, or assuming Teva itself is independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, worshipping science, worshipping money. That money gives power independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. There's nothing independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is an ongoing desire people have. The problem of bitachon. Bitachon means, may Hashem yosu libo. That, yes. There's a lot of causation in this world, but ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you've been living a world, I've shown you here in the Midbar for 40 years, that I run everything. And I told you, remember even later on that I run everything. And don't get sucked into this idea that there are other forces in this world that you deal with independently of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes it's the local Avodah Zarah. And sometimes local Avodah Zarah today are not real Avodah Zarah, that science, the money, etc. Now, those of you who've learned Nefesh HaChayim know Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world brings bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu retreating from this world brings destruction. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Klal Yisrael, just remember, you live a very artificial existence. There's no reason that we as the Jewish people should exist. None. 3,500 years, everyone wants to destroy us, from Amalek down to whoever wants to destroy us today. And if Iran and all of their followers of this type of Islam, they believe that their so-called Messiah cannot come until every Jew in the world is dead. That's it. Doesn't matter whether he's living in Iran, in Israel, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, Toronto, anyway. They're very clear about it. So in every generation, and somehow, for 3,500 years we survived. And we will survive. Now, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu pull back from this world? Because the moment he pulls back, he lets certain natural forces come into being. And those natural forces are that we have no reason to exist as a nation. And then all the natural forces, all the wild animals of the world get to work. And then, what happens? Hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael will wake up. Now, one of the Averis Chamuris in our door say any disaster that happens, Klal Yisrael happens because of Chet. Ram says just the opposite. No. If you say it doesn't happen because of chen, you're an achzor. It's a chiyuv gomor to say. We have to look at ourselves. And if for 2 years Klal Yisrael has been suffering from all of a sudden vicious anti-Semitism throughout the world, and all of a sudden we are the most hated group of people in this world. People don't even know what it is. They hate Jews. Why? They hate Jews. Kadosh Baruch Hu pulls back and allows the natural forces of the world. And then he hopes. Yoma bayomahu. Halo kiyein elokai bekirbi matzoni harosei. Sometimes Klal Yisrael wakes up, hopefully. Parshas Netzavim says, and it'll be at the end of time. Last generation will say, the look, Melech Hashem Kocha. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu do this? We're living at the end of history. History spiraling out of how long it'll take. A year, 10 years, 100 years. No one knows. We're living at the end of history. And then, and people wake up why it's happening. Now, what does this pasuk mean? Here are the two approaches in Mefarshim. It's very haster aster. There's Ramban, which is the more pleasant pshat. That means people begin to wake up, but they don't really take it out of self. There's a problem. We got to look and see what the problem is. They don't confront the problem. They don't look at themselves. They don't look at where the world is. Ramban says, the moment Klal Yisrael wake up, there's a problem. That is what brings the process of Geula. This is the Ramban. But we'll see this another pshat. In order to begin the process towards Geula, people have to see the Yad Hashem in anything and everything that's happening. They have to feel it. They don't have to understand it totally. And he says, no. And therefore, the degree that the Geula is behest upon him, rather than is the degree Klal Yisrael wake up and understand where their problems are. But there's another pshat, a lot of other mafarshim. Panoche haster aster. People wake up and they don't do anything about it. You just shut the phone. People wake up and they don't do anything about it. You wake up. So what are you going to do about it? You going to change? Oh yeah, you got to think about it. Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, we have to do some cheshvan never, and therefore translate it into action. No. When you wake up and don't translate it into action, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives up. Kolzman, you haven't woken up yet, just hope you wake up and do something about it. But waking up and not doing anything about it, waking up and then going back to sleep, and not translating into action. So Ramban says, Then Akash Bohu says, okay, there's no hope. There's an extreme hest upon him. There are two types of hest upon him. Sometimes you see, you don't see Akash Bohu directly, but you can sort of feel from behind the curtain. And sometimes it's so dark, you can't even see the Bechal Chayach Akash Bohu. Hester Aster. Baal Shem said, the hest upon him will be Nista. So what's the solution? And I'm going to tell you what the solution says. Kis v'lochemas ha'shira zos v'lam disbnei Yisrael sima v'fiyem. V'man tili ha'shira zos l'ei b'nei Yisrael. Right. The Torah is going to tell them why things are going wrong. And there'll be a time that the tzoros will be rabos rows, horrible. The onso hashira hazos lufono le'ei kilos yishochas mipizaro. And what's going to wake people up? So, Torah will never be forgotten. That people will finally take the Torah seriously. Maybe things will be so bad. No. Torah's always going to be around. There are times when I was growing up after the Second World War. It was very bleak. No, it's interesting, Lima Torah. There's a small group of people who are going around, you got to learn Torah. Wait. I remember, I was a little boy at the time. I was listening to a conversation, my Rebbe Zichron Levracha was having a group of people. What's going to be? Since the Torah will never be forgotten. Let's go out and teach it. So at the end of that days, when things look very, very bleak, the clown is there. There's only one thing that's going to wake people up. Lima Torah. And we've seen that the past 2 weeks in the Parsha. Now, we live in very difficult, strange times. On the one hand, it's an Esor Yaakov in a very serious way. Klal Yisrael is hated throughout the world. Ad kidei kach, that the prime minister, whatever, the head of government in Spain said, if he had an atom bomb, he'd drop it on Israel. Get rid of the whole thing. Kill 8 million Jews. That's it. We're hated, contempt, and all sorts of zeros against Klal Yisrael are happening in an ongoing way. Against Klal Yisrael here, and throughout the world, anti-Semitism is rampant. Living in very, very difficult times. There's a scandal in Germany now. The stores have signs now, Jews not allowed, reminiscent of the 30s. So we're going through very difficult times. Klal Yisrael is going through time, hasn't been that way in 100 years. But it's much more widespread now than it was in the 30s, 90 years ago. So, the answer is as follows. We have to look at ourselves. Why is so? You know, I don't have to look at some secular person and say it's his fault. What do we say? Ibnei chato einu golino meyatzenu. Not ibnei chato somch golino meyat. We have to look at ourselves. We have to look at ourselves how seriously we take Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and accept the fact that He's running the world completely. Do we take it that seriously? It's a joke. Oh, I like to do it this way, I like to do it that way. No, no, no. Do you understand what it is? You're living in a time that you as the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the most hated group of people in the world. What does the Pasuk say when that happens? Look at yourself. Wake up. So you're in yeshiva. Your goal in yeshiva is to take it very, very seriously. Not to wonder that some leftist has been mechalel Shabbos. No, that's his problem. And something else. If we, as the Yesod, Medrash talks about, if we will conduct ourselves in a superior way, and Torah would shine out to the world a superior group of people, rather than staggering drunk through the streets on a Friday night, that hashpah would be unbelievable. So the first thing we have to look at ourselves is, in my current matzah, where I supposedly am learning Torah, teaching Torah, how seriously do we take that we have an unbelievable opportunity that Hashem gave us to connect to Dvar Hashem all day? Oh, it's hard, afternoon, yeah. But do you understand the opportunity you have? As once in a very difficult Nicham Avelim, the father of the family right before Pesach went into the bath, got up in the morning, went into the bathroom to shave, get ready, got a shower and chakras, and he collapsed and died. So I was sitting there, Erev Pesach, that night was going to be Bdikas Chametz, and the whole family looks at me and asks me a very hard question. How, with what just happened to us, our lives have turned topsy-turvy, can we go into Yontif, the Simchas Yontif, knowing that comes Yontif, Shiva's over, and we have to have a regular Seder, regular Pesach? Very hard question I was asked. And sitting there with them, seeing their pain. 3 days ago, everyone was planning for a wonderful Yontif. And then, boom. Everything's turned topsy-turvy. The night before was the Levaya. I'm sitting Erev Pesach in the morning with them. Levaya was the night before. Say, how are we going to go into Yontif? How can we have a Simchas Yontif? The answer I told them, very simple. Stop and think what Pesach is. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that unique opportunity to be His nation and connect to Him and have eternity as part of our lives. And even your father, who Nebuch, didn't make it. All of his mitzvahs are with him upstairs. That unique thing that Pesach is, the unique time, Hashem Baruch Hu chose us, made us his nation, and gave us the Melech Malchim Lochem, Hashem Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to have a kesher with them and be his representatives in this world. When you think about the overwhelmingness of that concept, It drowns everything else out. And they turned to me and said, Lichamtonu, Lichamton. We're sitting here, yes, because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, we're hated. We're hated. But, oh, and it could be the Zionists are trying to destroy the genocide, or genocide. Germany, people in Germany accuse the Jews of genocide. They know what genocide is. You don't have to teach them what genocide is. They invented it. But it's no sense. The sense is we represent a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. But we have to take that very, very seriously. Davening is serious. When I look at chakras in yeshiva, I stop and think, let me just repeat. Yeah. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to your tefillah much more seriously if you daven in a base medrash rather than just in a base knesses. And it's even more serious. It's in the place that you're kavua to learn. It's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. So I would imagine if a person takes his davening seriously, yeah, it's hard getting up, I know. In order to be up for slichas, I didn't have to wake up 6:45 to roll out of bed to be here at 7. I had to wake up at 6:00 in the morning. But I know this is the place I'm kavur for limudat Torah, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay attention, it's going to be here much more than if I go to the shul down the street from my house. And Davin Shachris here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay more attention on a normal, regular Monday morning. And why do we blow shofar from the bima? Shofar is a very powerful tefillah. We'll discuss it before Tkiyah Shofar. But as powerful as Shofar is, we have to combine it with the source of Torah. That's what we do at the place we read. We read the Torah. Empowered tefillah has to become a powerful tefillah when it's combined with Torah. There we blow Shofar at the place. We have Kriya Satora. It's supposed to daven a place that you learn Torah. And if you don't, that means you don't take Kodesh Baruch Hu seriously, you don't take Tefillah seriously, you don't take the Limud Torah seriously. So instead of worrying about tshuva, you know, there are these booklets of the 170, and each one is 175 things you're supposed to look at. But you have to look at yourself in a serious way. How seriously are we taking Torah that's Kodesh Baruch Hu's words? And then in the end of days, discussed in the past 2 weeks, when everything else fails, in what schus will the gula come? Schus of Torah. There's some people trying to bring Mashiach by having special video, producing videos how Kohanim is supposed to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. I know I was talking to someone, a video maker, that's his whole world. He has videos, video chatos, video shlomim, videos ola, how to do it, and etc. The videos on every avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, from beginning to end. I think that it was cartoon videos or people videos, I don't know how he did it. He's preparing for Mashiach. That's not bringing Mashiach. It's your learning pshat in the toast that brings Mashiach. And just one final. We're finishing the Torah, simple Torah, we begin. Varetz hashtasohu v'vohu v'choshach al-panei sahom. Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amoy. Vayomer Elokim Yior. It's a medrash. It's Jewish history. Going through Vayotohu, it's called Zbovel, Zohu, Modai, Hoshech is Yavon, Tahom is Edom, Roman Christianity. And it's going to, Tahom is a bottomless pit, and it's going to look like it's going to go on forever. Yaakov Avinu asked, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Esav's going up and up. He says, don't worry, I'll bring him down someday. Tahom. And that is Ruach Elokim Zeh Ruach HaMashiach. There's going to be a time, the end of days, when Roman Christianity is going to begin to crumble. And they're no longer the power in the world. It's going to happen. We see it in front of our eyes. The world's not what it was when I grew up, when it was a Christian world. No. It's a secular world today. Christianity is finished in Europe. United States, not what it once was. So, that Esau's coming down. The Ruach HaMashiach, Ruach HaMarachefas, Apnei Amayim V'Mayim El Torah. And then Vayomer Elokim Yior. Medrash. So right now, we're in a very difficult period of history. And our job is sitting in yeshiva in this period of history to take on being in yeshiva seriously. Take Kodesh Baruch Hu seriously. And understanding it's through your learning of Torah. It's going to be a Yeshua. For yourself personally. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you an opportunity, you don't take the opportunity, he's throwing it in his face. Bahoyo kisensena also roz rabbis for sorrows. Yom sahar shirazos lefonov ekilos yishachach yishara. Torah will never be forgotten, and that will be the springboard for the Geula. Mi'etz Hashem, we should be Zohar this year, a year of Geula.